Mary didn't know, I didn't know either. So I bring you greetings from my family and from the Sierra Leone Annual Conference. I want to thank God for this opportunity to share a Christmas story. I want to thank Pastor Pyong and Pastor Daniel for allowing me to share. And I want to thank you all for listening to my story. This is the Christmas story, and it's a Christmas story about Freetown, Sierra Leone. The Christmas season in Freetown, Sierra Leone is a joyous time for everyone. It's common to see Christmas decorations at stores, around churches, big buildings, and homes. Often, Christmas trees are decorated with craft. We don't have snow, but we have fake snows, candles, and bells. The Creole word, fumble time, is often used over and again. It's a word that denotes the importance of family, meaning I am because of you are, and I am what I am because all of us are together. During the season of Christmas, the city becomes full of people as many Sierra Leoneans living abroad come back for the festive season. Family gather and many customary ceremonies are performed during this time. People go out and visit friends and relatives. Literally, everyone celebrates Christmas, be you Christian, Muslim, or anything that they believe in. They all come together and celebrate Christmas. It doesn't really matter where they come from, who they are. We just celebrate the season. On the 25th and 26th, all schools, businesses, offices are closed. So it gives us a great opportunity to visit friends, loved ones, and family all over the place. Now, I am living here in America. I really miss Christmas celebration, the kind of celebration I'm used to for many, many years. I miss the hot weather. We don't have to wear jackets and jackets. It's really, really hot. The only thing that saves us is the cool Amazon wind that blows from the Sahara Desert. I miss the music. It's loud, very loud. Speakers are placed on rooftop, cars. Every corner, you hear all sort of music. Everybody's competing for your attention. Mine is the best. Local artists comes out with new songs, new dance styles every year, new clothes, new patterns everywhere. And they have a big show wherein they compete. It's called the Home Base versus JC. JC are the people that are coming from abroad, and the home base, those are the indigenes. So they compete with styles, with everything they have, and it's a great one. Most Sierra Leoneans seated here know what I'm talking about. Christmas at church. Churches hold a worship service on Christmas Eve. It is usually for 3 hours. To get a good seat, you either arrive an hour before or you bring your own chair because it's full, it's packed. Christmas carols are sung, the same song that we sing here in America. The only difference, we sing in a British accent, and there are more moves, more swing, as you've seen demonstrated several times by the African Fellowship. We have to dance, we can't hold it in. We gotta move and swing. We do have local Christmas songs. The lyrics might sound the same, but we sing it in a different dialect. After closing prayers, there is always time for testimonies. They give you an opportunity to testify the goodness of God right through the year. And those testimonies are used to build faith, encourage others, and to edify God's name. most Christmas services end with a big dance. And people from outside just join the church congregation singing the popular song, Happy Christmas, me not die, oh. Tell God thank you for my life, oh. And we'll sing that till 2 a.m. in the morning. Next, Christmas at home. For us, the ladies, we go home right there and then we start the next set of cooking. Food is part of Christmas celebration, of course. The main dish of jollof rice is made even tastier with onion stew, fufu, and all sort of delicate soup. We do have them. Roast chicken, roasted pork ribs accompanied by warm fried plantain, sweet potato, meat pie, coleslaw, delicious peanut butter on the side. Next to come is a pile of cassava and yam to help mop up the steaming bowl of pepper soup. The huge tray of salad pile, even higher with a juicy tomato, cucumber, tuna beans, eggs, and onions. Probably, I'm sorry for making you hungry now. In the sweet corner where we always find ourselves, where I always find myself, banana bread, rice cake, coconut cake, sweet biscuits, and all the goodies are on the side for the kids. In the fridge will be a huge jar of cold, refreshing ginger beer, flavored with lime and other spices. Create a soft drink will be on the other side. Guinness stout, beer, piled in the corner in a big old long bucket with ice cube filled. Afternoons are reserved for eating, relaxing, catching up on conversation that has been like a decade. They'll bring it over and again whilst the beer is going down slowly. I really miss Christmas in Sierra Leone. People do not only cook, but they cook their best. They serve their best to friends. That's the time everybody brings out their latest recipe. They share the food, they share love, warmth, and kindness. And they use those times to develop relationship, reach out to the unreached. Christmas as a giving time. During Christmas holiday, the children go door to door. I used to do that a lot. Go door to door. We perform tricks for the elderly. We perform tricks. We sing, we dance, and monetary rewards we are giving to us. That's the best part of Christmas for me. And the good thing is we make our own instrument. We dance and sing to our own song. Christmas back home is not as commercial as some other part of the world. The emphasis is placed on the birth of Christ. Jesus Christ as a gift to us all. Most common gifts, we don't have a lot to give, like iPads and all the sophisticated goods. We don't have them. The best gifts people can afford mostly are clothes. And those are taken to like poor communities and people who can't afford it. If you can't buy clothes, you can buy school material because they are handy and they are needed. So you have to give out practical gifts. And to make it worse, we don't have a lot of gift shops. No Toys R Us is around. We don't have Targets. We just find a really good clothes and then give. Christmas, for me personally, Mary didn't know, I didn't know either. When I was in Sunday school, one time, Christmas is full of so many activities for my church. In school, we have to act a Christmas play, so many things. So I was so, like, busy. I'm like, Christmas time, I thought to say it's a resting time. For me, it's so busy. And then one day I walked to my Sunday school teacher. I'm like,
Hello. Why did Mary was so calm? Why was she so calm, knowing the details of the message the angel brought? Because I'm like, if I were Mary, I would be so overwhelmed and afraid. And then she told me one thing. More, the world is full of fear. That's why Jesus came. And she went quiet. Not knowing the meaning of what she said, I just move on with my life. Years later, I moved to youth ministry, and then I became the president. Then I started to know, I'm like, okay. So I was involved in ministry, and Christmas is the church, the annual conference, always use Christmas as a season of outreach. We go out to communities, preach the good news to all, and it has to be the youth that has to go. Being a leader, I have to go. I'm used to Christmas with my family, just sit there, enjoy all those delicious food. But now it's time to take responsibility. I have to go. It was not a difficult thing because, I don't know, in his own way, he just prepared me. I left my family and then went. Years after years, we've been doing that, reaching out during Christmas, celebrating Christmas to those that do not have family or people that need Christ. Least did I know God was preparing me for something else. And this Christmas marked the fourth year of celebrating Christmas without my biological family. But I have all of you to celebrate with. So I didn't know, Mary didn't know, but God knows. And I miss all the wonderful time with family. But I have a great time here with other family. If you are here today, Christmas was a tough time for you. You were not alone. There are a lot of people. Just turn around and see who is by you and just hold your hands. And to conclude, I just have the saying, say, the Lord always used the willing heart over the able body. Mary didn't know, I didn't know. Merry Christmas to you all. Thank you.